Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Lamed Hey, and we are a little bit behind. We're on the Mishnah and the bottom of daf Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph. So the last few days we had some real interesting festa dafin. Sunday we talked about the idea of Havaras Nachla, Shtar Chatzi Zachar, Chuvas from the Chsam Sofer, Chuvas from Ramosha. Stating that, we left some raid on the table. Yesterday, we had Divrei Agada, Shmoinim Talmidim Hoyloi Lehillul Azakim, Katan Shabakulam, Bechim Ben Zakai, Gada Shabakulam, Yonasim Ben Azil. So we spoke out some raid about that, but we left some raid on the table. So we'll do what we do, and then hopefully at the end of the daf, we'll have some time to be able to make up some of the raid that we left out. Either way, Zok de Mishnah Omer, if somebody says, Zebni, he turns to Ruvain and he says, you see Ruvain there? He's my son. Neman, he's believed. The Gemara will explain. Ze Achi, if he turns to Shimon and says, Shimon is my brother, Einoi Neman. So Zebni Neman, Ze Achi, Einoi Neman, says the Mishnah, as it relates to Einoi Neman veyitel imoi bechelkoi. Says the Rashbam, Kigoin im shnayim heim levad hasafik. There were two brothers. And this third person that we're not sure whether he is a brother, and he isn't a brother. And one of these two brothers that are vadai brothers said, Ze achi, v'yeshlom l'chikim osadis, and now their father died, and he left over three fields. So the halacha is, the two vadai brothers are going to divide the three fields. Ze noitel sada u'mechza, v'ze noitel sada u'mechza. Each one of the brothers is going to take 1.5 fields. Now, one of the two brothers had said that there's a third brother. The other one didn't say it. It was only one of them that said it. So the noisin ze hameh, the one that said that there's a third brother, has to now go and give the third brother a chelik of the Yerusha. So the noisin zehameyed al ochiv hasafik shehu ochiv hachatzi sada. He has to give him now a half year field. Why? The hachi kamale vaday achi ato v'yesh lechalito sada achas min hasholish. Because the brother that's being made that there's a third brother is essentially saying that when his father died, he didn't leave over two sons. He left over three sons. If he left over three sons, they shouldn't be dividing it into two. They should be dividing it into three. If they're supposed to be dividing it into three, that means each son, each brother, should be getting one field, not a field and a half. Now, Bezdin gave each one of these sons a field and a half. So it comes out that the brother who claims that there's another brother has a half a field too much. So he has to take a half of his field and he has to give it to the other brother. Now, the other Vadai brother, who wasn't mayed that he has this third brother, this one would not have to give a half a field away. It's only the brother that was mayed and said that I have another brother, he's the one that would have to give half of his field away, but the other one wouldn't have to. Mayes, what happens if this third brother, this questionable brother dies? Yachsru nechasalim kaimam. So anything that he got from his father originally, when his father died, which came out of which brother's pocket, the one that was made that this suffix is a brother, it would go back to that ach hamed. It wouldn't go to the other brother that wasn't made, because as far as that brother's concerned, he doesn't have this brother. So originally, when this third brother, who we call the ach hasafik, when he got his Yerusha, it came on the expense of one of the two brothers. Which one of the two brothers? The Acha Meid. So whatever essentially he took from him originally from his father's Yerusha, now that he dies, would end up going back to him. This is all assuming that when this brother dies, he didn't have any sons. If this brother died and had a son, then the son would yarshin him. We're talking about where there's no son. So the ones that are going to yarshin him are the brothers. So it's not both brothers that are going to get. It's only the one brother that had originally given up his chelik. For him, he's the one that's going to get it. But this is only true if the nechasim that the ach vadai is getting from the ach hasafik, this is a little bit confusing, are the very same nechasim that they originally inherited from their father. But nafle nechasim machem machar, if however the nechasim came from somebody else, Yeshua chavima, then all the brothers are going to yarshin equally. We'll see a little bit more in the Gemara what this is saying. Either way, the first halacha of the Mishnah was straightforward. Ha'omer zeh bini, if somebody says regarding someone, You see that Yidin Beis Medrash, he's my son, Neman, he's going to be born. Says the Gemara, Zebni Neman Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, meaning with regards to what halacha are we referring? So Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel Yarshai. We're talking about Hilchis Yerusha, meaning this man is believed to say that Reuven is his son, so that when he dies, Reuven will yarshin him. Additionally, the lifter is Ishtay Min Ayibum. To the extent that this man, as far as we know, didn't have any other children, and he had a brother, which means that if he dies, his wife is now going to be a Shemeres Yavam. She's going to have to fall Yibum. But the only time she falls Yibum is if he doesn't have a child. If he has a child, then there's no Yibum. So he's believed to say Zebini, so that when he dies, his wife will not have to fall Yibum. Faith the Gemara. We said that Zebini Neman is Negeya two halachas. Number one, it's Negeya Liyarshoi. Number two, it's Negeya Liftares Ishtoi Min Hayibam. So the Gemara says Liyarshoi Pshita. It's Pashit that this child will be able to yarshin it. Meaning the Gemara is asking, you shouldn't need a Mishnah to tell me that if somebody walks into Bezdin and says that Ploini is my son, he should be able to yarsh me after I die, that he should have ability to do that. Why is it so Pashit? So look at the Rashbam, top line. The migudi ba'yov le b'matana ki amanami b'nihu v'yirsha neman. Being that if he wanted, he could give it to b'matana. So he has a migu. So there's no reason in the world he shouldn't be believed. Says the Gemara, you're right. Liftar is ishtim and ayibim esrichli. The chiddush is not liyarshay. Meaning it's true. Ha'imazeh b'ni neman liyarshay. But it's pashit. For that I wouldn't need a Mishnah. The Mishnah is coming to tell me liftar is ishtim and ayibim. But the Gemara says hanami tanino. That's also, although not pashit, but it's a Mishnah. Where's this Mishnah? In the third parak of Masechtas Kedushin. There was a man who was lying on his deathbed, and he said, "Yeshli bonim, I have sons, Neman. Yeshli achim, I have brothers, Einoi Neman." And the context over there is Yibum. So there's a man, we don't know much about his family. And on his deathbed, he said, "I have a son," meaning that when I die, my wife shouldn't fully Yibum. The halach is Neman, he's believed. If we don't know anything, although it's true, Im is Ebeni Neman, but at the end of the day, it's a Mishnah, says the Gemara, Hasam Deloi Muchsik Lam Ba'ach. Hacha, we're telling me a chiddush. Afagam the muchzik lambach. The Mishnah Kedushin could be is talking about where we don't know anything about his family. If we don't know anything about his family over there, there's no chazaka that says that when this man dies, his wife is going to follow Yibum. So over there, if he says yeshli neman neman, because as far as we know, anyways, his wife isn't necessarily falling Liyibon. So he's not going Kenegara Chazaka when he says Yesh Libonim so that his wife shouldn't have to fall to Yibum. However, in our Mishnah, the Chiddush is that even though we know for sure he has a brother, so as far as we know, right now, when he dies, his wife is going to fall Yibum. So Solketai Techamina, that being that she's Becheskas, that she's going to be a Shemeres Yavam when he dies, maybe he shouldn't be believed to say Yesh Libonim, so that now she should not have to fall Yibum. Kamash Malon, Ha'omer Zebeni Neman, he's Neman to say that she doesn't have to fall Yibum. So again, Ha'omer Zebeni Neman. Said the Gemara L'may Hilchasa, with regards to what Allah and Shulchan Aruch is in Ogeya, that a father's belief to say that this is my son. So Rabbi Yehuda said, in the name of Shmuel, two halachas. Number one, it's Negeya L'Yarshay, and number two, it's Negeya L'Iftar Esishtim in Ayibim. The Gemara said L'Yarshay Pshita, so said the Gemara, you're right, it is Pashit. And I wouldn't need a Mishnah just to tell me that. What's the real Chiddush? The real Chiddush is Lifter is Ishtoi Min Ayibum. But the Gemara says, although that's not Pashit, I know it. I don't have to wait for Bava Basra or Kuflam Adalid. I got it much earlier in the Daf Yomi cycle. I know that already from Masechtas Kedushin. It's a Mishnah in Kedushin. Misha Amar B'Shas Misasa Yesh Libonim. Neman. So the Gemara says, no, that's a little different. There we're talking about a guy, we don't know anything about his family. There was no Chazaka that there's a brother and that there's going to be Yibum. We don't know anything. We know nothing about him. So this person, if he says, B'Shas Misasa, by the way, I have children, I had a family, there's no reason my wife should have to follow Yibum. Neman. The Chiddush of our Mishnah is, even if we do know something about his family, you know what we know? We know he has a brother, and as far as we know, he doesn't have any children. So I would have thought for him to wake up now and say, oh, by the way, I have a son, B'Medina Sayyam, that you don't know anything about, and when I die, my wife shouldn't have to follow Yibum. Maybe he shouldn't be believed. Kamash Malon, Ha'ir Zebini, Neman. Amr Rav Yosef, Amr Rav Yudah, Amash Mu. Nebneima, Amru Zebini, Neman. Why is it? So that's Zebini Neman. So we just established Zebini Neman. L'yarshay, liftar, es ishtay min ayibum, even when he's going kenegeda, presumed chazaka. But why is that? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Ha'ilu bal shami girash, es ishtay neman. The reason is because if a man says, I divorce my wife, he's believed. So being that if a man says, I divorce my wife, he's believed, And what would be the reason in that? The Gemara will explain it in a minute. It's because he always has the ability to divorce her. So being that he could divorce her, he's believed to say that he already did divorce her because he has a migo. If he wants, he could just divorce her now. So being that he could divorce her, it's for that reason he's believed to say that she's patur min hayibum. What's the svara? You're worried that maybe he's lying. Maybe he's saying he has a son because he doesn't want his wife to have to follow yibum. If he really didn't want his wife to follow yibum, he could just give her a get, and that'd be an easy way. Yeah. So he's believed with a migu. That's the point. Azay zokter Rashbam, and that's why he's going to be believed. But the wording of Rav Yosef in the name of Rav Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, was a little bit troubling, as the Gemara is going to suggest now, because the wording was, why is it Zebini Nema? Meaning the Mishnah says, it's a Mishnah in two places. Right here, we just said it's a Mishnah Masechet Kedushin, that a father is believed to say, this is my son. The reason is because a man is also believed to say, Girashti es Ishti. Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Marid Avron, Gevald, Tovi Tanya, Bedaloi Tanya. I don't understand Pash Pshan of the statement. Why? Where does it say anywhere, Baal Sha'ama Girashti es Ishti Nema? It says, it's a Mishnah in two places in Shas. It doesn't say anywhere, Baal Sha'ama Girashti es Ishti Nema. So if Yosef was bothered, you ask me a question, what's Pshan in the Mishnah? And you tell me, you know Pshan in this Mishnah? It's based on something else. Where is that something else? That something else doesn't exist. It would make more sense in the other way. If somebody asked, why is it that if you wanted a shtel tzu to a Mishnah, so you'll tell me, I have a halacha, I don't know where this comes from, you want an pshat? Oh, it's related to a Mishnah. Okay, that makes sense. A Mishnah is a makar. But you're asking me pshat in a Mishnah. That means you're looking for a better makar than the Mishnah. And you're telling me something that somebody made up that doesn't even have a makar anywhere. So, Rav Yosef said, where does it even say, Baal Sha'ama Girashti Es Ishti Neman, that you're using that as a makar somehow to the halacha of Omer Zebini Neman? Says the Gemara, Ela Yitma Hachi Yitma. You have to tweak it. Why is it that if somebody says Zebini is believed, it's a svara? Not because there's a halacha of Baal Sha'ama Girashti Es Ishti Neman, but simply as a migo. Because what are you worried about? He's lying? Why would he lie? He doesn't want his wife to have to follow Yibum. He doesn't have to lie to make his wife not follow Yibum. He could just write her a get this second. She won't have to follow Yibum. And everything will be Beseder. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Hash, the dam. So that Rabbi Yosef said, now that you said Hayol, you just told me that a person has an ability to always divorce his wife. And that's the basis for the halacha of Ha'im Rezebini Neman L'Poitre Min Ha'ibum is Ha'yol Baal Sha'ama Girashti Es Ishti Neman. The same will be true if a man says Girashti Es Ishti Ha'yol U'B'yadai Le'Gashim. Meaning the connection between Ha'im Rezebini Neman and Baal Sha'ama Girashti Es Ishti Neman is not that one is the makar to the other, but rather they both are based on the same svara. Ha'omer zebini neman, why? Ha'ilu b'yadu l'garsha. Baal sha'ama girashti es ishti neman, why? Ha'ilu b'yadu l'garsha. It's based on the same ego. Why should a man lie and say he didn't divorce his wife? If he just wants her to be divorced, just give her a get. Why should a man lie and say that he has a son because he wants his wife to be patur min hayibum? If he wants her to be patur min hayibum, let her just give her a get. As Amr Rav Yosef said, Hash to the Amrit Hoyol, Baal Shami Girash, Nishti Neman Hoyol, Yadu Ligarch, Kios Rav Yitzchak, Amr Rav Yosef, Kios Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amr Rav Yoichan, and Baal Shami Girash, Nishti Neman. So stating that, even though we just said that the same Svara of Hoyol Ubiyadu Ligarcha, that is the reason for our Mishnah of Omer Zebini Neman, would be the reason for another Alacha. Baal Sha'ama Girashti Es Ishti Neman. That was what Rav Yosef said. Hash to the Amrit Hoyol. Now that you told me that Hoyol B'yadei L'Garsh is the Svar of our Mishnah, it would then make sense that it should be the Svar of another Halacha. What Halacha? Baal Sha'ama Girashti Es Ishti Neman. So Rav Yosef said that Name Rabbi Yochanan, that stating that, Baal Sha'ama Girashti Es Ishti Einoi Neman. Menapach Barav Sheishas B'yadei. Azalei Hoyol Rav Yosef. It's not like what we just said in the name of Rabbi Yosef. But either way, the Gemara says, Eini Vam Rabchi Barab and Am Rabbi Yochanan, Baal Sha'ama Girashti Es Ishti Neman. Meaning, how could you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan said, Baal Sha'ama Girashti Es Ishti Einoi Neman? I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, Baal Sha'ama Girashti Es Ishti Neman. The Gemara says, like Kasha, Kan La Mafreya, Kan La Habaha. There's an afkamina between a man that says, I divorced my wife a month ago, or a man that says, I divorced my wife today. A man that says, I divorced my wife a month ago isn't believed to say that she was divorced already a month ago. Why not? Because he doesn't have the Hayol B'yadei L'garsha. You can't tell me now that he has a migu he could have divorced her today a month ago. It's too late. What happened a month ago happened a month ago. But if a man says, I divorced my wife right now, we would believe him. Because right now he has a migu.
The migo is he could divorce her right now. So if he's saying gerashti l'mafreya, that was Rabbi Yochanan's member that said bal shal migerashti esishni nenem. If he's saying gerashti achshav, that would be the member of bal shal migerashti esishni nemon. Says the Gemara. What if somebody says, I divorced my wife a month ago? So we just said, that's Pashit, that he's not believed to say that she was Megureshes a month ago. The question is, what about Mikanu Laba, moving forward? Is he believed to say that she's at least divorced today? So he's not believed to say that she got divorced 30 days ago, because this whole Nemanis is predicated on a Migo. What's the Migo? He could divorce her right now. Okay, so divorce her right now doesn't help you for a month ago. So he's not believed for Lemafreya. But the question is, when a person says Girashti es ishti Lemafreya, and he's not believed Lemafreya, at the very least, is he believed Mikanu Lahaba? What's the Shiloh? Mi Pagin and the Buru, Ale Pagin and the Buru. Do we say that once we don't believe 100% of what he's saying? Because we're not believing that the get happened a month ago, so maybe we just have to dismiss everything he said. Or no, we don't believe a chelik of what he said. We don't believe that it happened a month ago, but we do believe it happened. And at the very least, being that he has a Migu for Mikanu Lahaba, let's accept the chelik of his statement as it relates to the Kanu Lahaba. So do you say Paginan Dibura, or do you not say Paginan Dibura? So Ramari, Virav Zvidos, Machlekes, Ramari, Yosef, Chabam, once a Paginan, Vechadam, Aloy Paginan. Freit, Gemar, Maisham, the Rava. This is already a Shasugya. Da, my Rava, Rava said, Ishplani, Baal, Ishti. If somebody walks into Bezin and he says, Dad, Ruvain was Boyle, my wife, his own wife, and Eish is Ish. So the Allah is, you think he shouldn't be believed. Why not? He's in a gay, but he's karev. He's pasaledos. Said Rava, a tremendous chiddush. Hu va'acha mitstarfen. He is believed as an eid echad. He would need another eid to establish the two eidim lahargai, but only to prosecute him. But v'loy laharga, not to prosecute her, because he's a karev to his wife, but he's not a karev to the person that was boil his wife. A very big chiddush. But as it relates to our sugyo, you see the idea of palgin and dibura. You see that you're accepting his testimony for part of the story, and you're dismissing it for the other part of the story. You believe him as an eid echad regarding hargoy, but not harga. So argues the Gemara, say the same exact methodology over here. Baal shal migirashti es ishti, nemar or ein. Rabbi Yechanan said, let mafreya not, because there's no migo. Mikanu l'haba, yeah, because there is a migo. What if you said the mafreya? Could you accept it for the mikanu l'haba component or not? So the Gemara says, l'chur, it's the same exact pagin in Ibura. So why is it machlek Yisrael Mori and Rav Zvid chadam pagin v'chadam alok pagin on? Why isn't this a classic pagin in Ibura? Says the Gemara, it's different. Because betray goofy pagina, bechad goofa le pagina. Over there was two different people. We're believing him 100% that Reuven was the Baal. We're just not believing him at all that his wife was the Nevelis. So, with regards to one of the two people, one of the two goofim, we're accepting it. So, pagina and dibura to say this goof you could say edus on, that goof you can't say edus on, that's okay. But in one person goofa, I divorced my wife, but you believe me that the get took place, but you just don't believe me that it happened on the date that I said it happened. Such a pagina dibura, bechad gufa, that already we're not going to do. Says the Gemara, huda have a kashach. There was a man that was dying. The theme of the parak. Amrule, they told him, itse leman. So says the Rashbam, v'hayu loy achim. As far as we know, this fellow who's dying has brothers. He doesn't have sons. The muchsik liyavam, which means that when he dies, his wife is going to fully yibum. And they asked him, so after you die, your wife, they're going to read her shidduchim, like, could she get married? Who could she marry? Tell me a little bit about her. What's her yichos? She wants, she could even marry the kohen gadol, meaning she's 100% eligible. She can marry anybody. Now, why would she have the right to marry anybody? The reason is because she is not zakuk liyibum. She's not going to be a shemeres yavam. You're not going to have the isser of leisia eishes and meisa chutza leish zar. And the reason is because even though you know I have brothers, I also have sons. You don't know them. They're on the West Coast. Bottom line is, I have children. My wife is not zakuk liyibum. She could even marry kana rabba. Oh, my rabba, rabba said, my nechashla. What's the big deal? A man is always believed, b'shas misasai, to make a statement that would get his wife out of Yibum situation when he dies, because he has a migul. If he wants to do it, let me just give her a get right now and won't have to worry about it. She'll be a migul reshes, and she won't have to deal with Yibum anyways. But the Gemara says, Amalei Abaya. So Abaya said, I hear, you heard that Rabbi Chiya Rabba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that a husband is believed to say Girash Lias Ishti. But I'll tell you what Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Baal Shami Girash Lias Ishti, Einai Neman. So why are you assuming for such a davar pashut based on one statement Rabbi Yochanan made that the husband would be believed, thus it should be okay? There's another statement Rabbi Yochanan made that said she shouldn't be okay. Amalei, so he told Abaya, but you're asking the Gemara's kasha. That was Kuflam Adalam and Beis. If you're paying attention this morning, he told Abaya, you know already the Gemara answered the serious Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan said the Baal's believed, it was talking about Mekano Lahaba, because Mikano Mahabo, he has a migo. When Rabbi Yechanan said he's not believing, he was talking about the Mafreya, because the Mafreya doesn't have a migo. So he told him, V'lav mi loisha ninu kano Mafreya kano labo. So the Abaya said, V'ashnuye nekum v'nismach. Unbelievable Gemara. So he says, you're going to base the halacha on a teretz of a Gemara? I mean, isn't that what we do? But you're going to base the halacha? I hear it. You heard a steer, Rabbi Yechanan. Nice teretz, thumbs are flying. You have major lumbus, you're saying over here, but you're going to be mad to a woman? Whoa. I mean, halacha l'maisa, amalei, Rabbi, the Rav Nassim Rami, so Rabbi was there. He told him, Nassim Rami, chushla. Listen to what Abaya is saying. Abai is right. At the end of the day, there's a steer in Rabbi Yochanan, and there is one version that Rabbi Yochanan said, Baal Shom Migrash is Ishtin Einoi Nevon. And even though we have a whole shtickle Torah, it's only Lamafreya, that's good in the Sugya. But Halacha Lamaisa, I'm not sure that's the right answer. I mean, that I'm not sure that's the right answer. He told him, don't let this woman get married. A similar story. Who the Hava Muchzik Lan Delesachid was a person that, as far as we know, didn't have any brothers. He said, while he was dying, Delesachid, he doesn't have any brothers. Lamay Nafkimina. When he dies, his wife should not have to fully even. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, "My leichushla." What are we worried about? Chada, number one, the muchzik on the last back. As far as the chazaka goes, he doesn't have any brothers. V'oy, the amr b'shas misa the last lay. And besides, even said he doesn't have any brothers. So what's the issue? Amalei Abaya said, "Ha'amri de'ika edim be'medina sayam de'yadi." There's a rumor that there are edim in Medina Sayam on the other side of the world that know of brothers that this person has. This man's dying, and there's a question. When he dies, his wife can have to fully Yibum or not. So they asked the dying man, do you have a brother? I don't have any brothers. There's no way my wife's fully Yibum. No brother, no children, but no brothers. The Chazaka, there were no Edom that could step forward and say, wait. But there were people that said that we know that there are people there in Medina Sayyam who have claimed that they know of brothers that this man has on the other side of the world. So Abaya said, you have to worry about these people. Freak the Gemara, but Hashtamiya Celestinu, come on. Maisa, those Edom aren't there. So you're worried about a rumor that there are Edom that know of brothers. Hainu, the Rab Chanina. L'chura, there's precedence for such a case. Rab Chanina, Dam Rab Chanina, Edom, it's not Aston, Viteyaser. And the context over there was, says, the Rashban, Gabi Bunch Edom are Shmuel. Shmuel's daughters, the Shtavion. They were captured. Vaskinu la'arid Yisrael. Va'amru, when they were finally released from their captivity, they said Nishbesi, meaning we were captured for Tahirani, but we're Tahar. Visharinu Reb Chanina Linasala Kehana. Reb Chanina allowed them to marry Kehana. So even though a Shvuya ordinarily is Becheskas or Besafik, that maybe she was a Zoina, which would render her unfit to marry a Kohen, still in that case, when they said that they were shvuyos v'tahira, they were believed. And the Gemara over there said that the Maisos people came and they spread a rumor that there were Edom and Aston, that these Edom knew that the daughters of Shmuel, when they were in captivity, were violated, which meant that they were Nivala, which meant that they were also Tamer Kehanim. Reb Chanina Paskin, Edom b'tzad Aston, v'teyaser bitmiya, I don't care. There's a rumor that they're Edom. That's not enough of a basis to make a woman aser. Bottom line is, so you see already from precedence that you're not worried about a rumor about the fact that there might be Edom. Same thing. Abaya told him, no, it's very different. That was Shvuya. This is Eishasish. This is very different. Listen to what Abaya is saying. Meaning, even though we just said that you see from the Maisvot Chanina, Edom Betzad Astam V'Teyasa, you're not worried about rumors of there maybe being Edom. But the chilek of the Gemara is a good chilek, a bias chilek. That was Shvuya. Shvuya maybe is different. This is a situation of Eishasish. In other words, Abaya said a chiddush. Even though this dying man said that he has no brothers, and there were no Edom that knew of any brothers, but there was a rumor that there were Edom that knew of brothers, that was enough to say that this woman should not be able to get married? What should be the difference between a shvuya and a neshes hirsh? So there's a very, very lumdish Rashi over here. Let's read the Rashbam here. Let's read the Rashbam inside. And then maybe we'll talk about this Rashbam tomorrow. I mean, kilu b'shvuya. Daharbe yikilu b'chachamim b'mesechtes ksubis. You find a lot of kulois when it comes to a shvuya. Dafilu isha ve'id echad nemonim loy metohira. V'tayma. What's the reason? Why do we find so many kulois? Shvuya hikilu. One of the themes of the second parak of Masechtas Ksubas. Why? Says the Rashbam, a few reasons. Number one, the Shvil Shen is Yachta Ben Ashvam Emelam Ola Yisra. Just because she was captured, not enough of a basis to make her Asa. Why? Shari Stam Isha Meshameres Atzim Isnos. Number one, Stam Isha, she watches herself to make sure that she's not Mezana. Number two, V'ukma Achas Gasa. Every girl has a Chazaka that she's a Tahira. So why shouldn't she have a Chazaka? And number three, V'issa Kalhu, and this is the Koyan. We're not even dealing with such a Chomer Dege Isser. A Koyan is not allowed to marry a Zayna, but it's only a Chavi Lavin. So it's a relative Isser Kal. So number one, she watches herself. Number two, she has a Chazaka that she's a Tahira. And number three, it's an Isser Kal, as opposed to Neko Be'eshes Ish, Bitmiyah. So is that a Tzushtel to an Eshes Ish? To this woman, who we're dining now, whether or not she'll be allowed to get married or she'll have the Isser Yevam Lashuk. Why is this Eshes Ish? Number one, Ike Isser Chenek. Number two, Vare Becheskas Isser Adato. She's Becheskas Isser. It's very different. Then you're dealing with a shvuya. It's a shayl of a chayvi lavin. You have the svar that she probably watched herself anyways. And she has a cheskas heter. As opposed to over here, she has a cheskas itzer. There's a cheskas eshes ish. So there's a little circle over there. Freit rep kive eger. What's going on? Gevald. Kashali. This woman doesn't have a cheskas eshes ish. What was the nidin over here? When this man died, was his wife going to need chalitza in order to get married? Was there going to be an Issi Yavam al-Shuk or not? That's not Eishas Ish. That's Issi Yavam al-Shuk. Issi Yavam al-Shuk is also a Chayvei Lavim. So why is this an Issa Chenek? And why is there a Cheskas Eishas Ish? There's no Cheskas Eishas Ish. There's no Issa Chenek. The Cheskas Eishas Ish is gone as soon as her husband dies. She's not an Eishas Ish anymore. The question is she a Yavam al-Shuk? That's why see Eishas HaMeisachutz al-Lizar. That's a Chayvei Lavin. So there's a lot to talk about. As I freaked Rabbi Kiveger. Either way, the last halacha of the Mishnah was, so Omer Zeh Beni Nema. That was the first part of the daf. Second part of the daf was Zeh Achi. If somebody says, this is my brother, Einoi Neman. He's not believed. Meaning, we don't necessarily accept his Eidah. Stating that, if there were three brothers, two Vadai, one Suffolk, and one of the two Vadai said that this is my brother. Now the father dies. So according to the brother, that Zeh Achi, he's really supposed to Yarshin. And the Yerusha is supposed to be divided into three, not be divided into two. So when the father dies, this one brother has to take from his chelik and he has to give it to his brother. What happens now if that brother who got a chelik from the brother that said Zeh Achi dies, and based on the Seidah Yerusha, the Achim are the next in line to Yarshin, only the brother that gave up his chelik is going to Yarshin. But the Mishnah gave a caveat. As it relates to the chelik HaYerusha that came from the brother that was Meyed Zeh-Achi, that's going to only go back to the brother that was Meyed Zeh-Achi. But any Nechasim that were Naflu Lo B'Makam Achar, all three brothers will, or all two brothers, are going to Yarshin equally. Says the Gemara, Zeh-Achi Einoi Neman. V'Induch Maikam. What's this other brother saying? So it's Reuven Shimon, Avadai sons, Levi is the Suffolk. Reuven said, Zeh-Achi. What's Shimon saying? Ikam Yachunahu, if he's also saying Zeh-Achi, Amayitalim Bechelkai, then he's in the same boat as Reuven. So why is Levi only taking a chelik from Reuven? Levi should take a chelik from Shimon as well. El the Ka'amri, Lavachenu, Elamai is saying he's not my brother. Eim a sefer. The problem is, take a look at the sefer. Nafle nechasim makam achi, Yishua chavimai. When Levi dies, if he had nechasim from somewhere else, he had his own money, nothing to do with nechasim that he yarshin from this father. He had his own things. Then the halach is Reuven and Shimon both get. Ha'amri lavachunu. The problem is when Shimon says that Levi is not my brother, ha'idos badin kamei edem nami, so he should relinquish his rights to be able to yarshin. Like Tzricha the Gemara says, the ka'amri einonu yoidem. It's talking about where Shimon said he doesn't know. So Reuven said, Levi's my brother. Shimon said, I don't have a clue. Amar Rava, so Rava said, if that's the case, Zoysoy Meres, what should come out is Mano Libi Yad Chavalu Emine Edea, Potter, Bari Veshema, should be Potter, La Bari Yadiv. Whoa. So then you get into Bari Veshema, because Reuven is turning Bari that Levi is a brother. Shimon is saying, I don't have a clue. And what's the halacha? The halacha is that Reuven gives up, because he's Bari. Shimon doesn't give up. L'chaira, if Bari Veshema, Bari Yadiv, then shouldn't Shimon be obligated to give a chelik of what he yarshened from his father to Levi, based on the fact that he's only a Shema, Klape Ruven's Bari. So do you see from here, Bari Vishema, Bari Adam? Says, no, because I can tell you Bari Vishema, Bari Adif, Shani Hacha, the Kamano Lachab Yachadami. The Rashbam explains it. This is not Bari Vishema. This is really Shema Vishema. Because Bari Vishema means when the Toiveya is the Bari and the Nitva is the Shema. So if Levi himself was a Bari and he was going over to Shimon and he says, you know, I'm your brother and you owe me a chelik of the Yerusha that you got from your father. And Shimon was a Shema. That would be Bari Vishema, Bari Adif. But over here, Reuven, one of the brothers, is the one that's Bari on behalf of Levi, the Teveya. So the Teveya himself is the same Shema. It's Reuven is being Bari on behalf of Levi. So it's really the Teveya is a Shema, because the Teveya is Levi. He's the one that's going to end up with the money. The Nitva is a Shema, that's Shimon. The Bari is somebody else who's advocating on behalf of the Teveya. But the actual Teveya, not his advocate, the actual Teveya is a Shema. So it's a Shema. V'Shema, that's nothing to do with the sugya of Bari V'Shema. So the Mishnah made a distinction between Nechasim that Levi got from the father's Yerusha and Nechasim that came from somewhere else. What if Levi got a Chelek of the Yerusha? Why did he get a Chelek of the Yerusha? Because Reuven said he was obligated to give him a Chelek of the Yerusha. After Levi yarshened it, things grew. So when he got it, it was worth $1,000. Now it's worth $2,000. The extra $1,000, what happens to that? When he dies, does that all go back to Reuven? Being that it came from the original Yerusha, and the original Yerusha goes back to Reuven? Or maybe that's like Nechasin that came from somewhere else. It says the Gemara, depends. B'shvach, ha-megiyah l'ksofim, lo'iti ba'yalach. If Levi had to work on it, meaning he had to toil on the field to get the value to appreciate from $1,000 to $1,000, push it. That's no different than any other nechasim that he has. Kiti boylach, the shayla was b'shvach she'en magi l'ksofim. It grew by itself. He yashin the tree and the tree got bigger. Arvaska sartin, or the field fertilized by itself. My, what's the halacha? The Gemara says, teiku. So before we go weiter, as promised, just a little bit of more raid regarding some of the Gemaras that we learned. So yesterday, we had a tremendous Gemara. Tanu Rabban. Shmoinim Talmidim Hayulay Lehillul Azakim. Shlishim Mehem Ruyim Shetishu Lehem Shechina Kamoish Rabbeinu. Shlishim Mehem Ruyim Shetamad Lehem Chama Ki Yeshua Benun. There were 20 that were Beinudim. Gadol Shebekulam was Yonis Ben Azil. Katan Shebekulam was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Amru Olav Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Shlohiniach Mikro Mishna Gemara Halachis Agadis Tiktukei Teure Tiktukei Seifim Kalin Chamur Zayashavas Tkuvas Gematrius Mishleis Koifs Mishleis Shualim Sichas Shedim Sichas Dekolim Sichas Malachi Asharis Dabar Gadol Dabar Katan Maisim Rekova Abayis Dabayi Verova wasn't Shaykh, says the Gemara. This is the Katan Shebekulam. He's number 80 on the pecking order. What was number 1? What was the Gadol Shebekulam? What was Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you. Oven Rol of Rabbi Yechon and Yonis ben Azil, Beshoshe Yoshe Baisek B'Toyra, Kol Ofshe Pereach Olav Yisraf. So yesterday, we mentioned that Tosfos and Masech Tzuvos Daf Sukkah, Daf Chof Chesam and Aleph says, that what was the reason that when Yonis ben Azil learned Torah, Kol Ofshe Pereach Olav Nisrach, Pasha, you would think, it was the Esha Torah. Halo Yikrei Dvarei Ke'esh Nom Hashem. But says Tosfos, it wasn't the Esha Torah, it was the Esha Har Sinai. Because when Yonis HaMezil learned Torah, Hayu Advarim Smechim Kines Sinasan, it was so gishmak that it was like he was standing at the foot of Har Sinai. That means that it was like he was standing at the foot of Har Sinai. He was Zoicha to the Esh. He was Zoicha to the Esh of Har Sinai. We mentioned the Nefesh HaChayim, and Shai Dawid, Perik Yudawid, brings from the Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas, Achrei Mois, the Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Chukas, that if a person learns Torah properly, it's Ki'ilu, he's standing at Har Sinai. He's learning for Seder, not a Mizrach, not a Meiriv, not a Beis Shalom or Beis Ah. He's literally B'tach Tisahar. That's what he's learning. And that's something that Yonis Ben Azil was Zoicha to. We said that maybe that's why Targum Yonis and Lishi Tosai, Kol Gadol V'Lo Yosef V'Lo Pasak, he realized that Maimed Har Sinai is something that's eternal. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, who were the authors of Targum Unkelis, see Megillah 3a. They too, Tosfos found the Yerushalmi that says that when they were learning Torah, they too were Zoicha to be encircled by this fire. It's because they too were Zoicha to this Kol Gadol V'Lo Yosef. But I'll just tell you something interesting. On this note of a person learning Torah and being Zoicha to fire, there's another Gemara, Mesechtes Chagiga, Daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara tells as follows: Tanu Rabbanan Maisa Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Shai Yerochem Alach Amar. He was once riding on a donkey. Vayim Halich Baderech. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, mechamer achamav. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, one of his five talmidim, were following after him. Amaloi, Rabbi, shneili perik echad, b'maisa merkava. Can you teach me something in maisa merkava? Amaloi, loy kach shanisa lechem. Didn't I tell you? V'loy b'merkava b'yechad. You're not allowed to just teach somebody maisa merkava if he's there by himself. You have to have a chabura. Elo imkein hoye chacham evi midaiti, unless he's like an unusual chacham. Amalei Rebbe Tasheni lemi lefenechad davar echad shelim madatani. I want to, you know what, Rebbe, I hear. Let me tell you something about Maisa Merkava, and you'll tell me whether I'm a chacham. And I'm one of those exceptions to the rule that I can learn Maisa Merkava even by myself. Says the Gemara. Amalei Emor, tell him. Yad Yoru Biyechem Zakim Yalachem Yoru Biyechem Zakim Gadof Es Chamor. Vinesate, if he put on his talus, v'yoshev alo evan, he sat down on a stone. Tachas Azayas, under the olive tree. Amalei Rebbe, nevi radet alachem. Why'd you get off the donkey? Amalei Efshat to dash Maisa Merkava. You're about to dash Maisa Merkava. V'shchino imanu. The shchino is going to be here. Umalachi Ashoris Malav. Malachi Ashoris are going to be with us. And I should ride on a donkey. Miad Pasach Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch by Ma'aser Merkava. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch started darshining Ma'aser Merkava. The Yardo Eish Min Hashamayim. A fire came down from Shamayim. The Siva V'Kol Ilonish V'Sod. And it surrounded all the trees in the farms. Pascha Kula V'Amru. And all the trees started singing Shira. Mas Shira Amru. What did they say? Halu Es Hashem in Oretz Tanina V'Chol Tohimis Eitz Peri V'Chol Arazim Haluka Nena Malach. Min ha'ish, a malach started talking from the fire. Va'amar and said, "Hein hein ma'isa merkava." Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was mechaven to what the ma'isa merkava is. Amar Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh, Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh got up from this stone that was underneath the olive tree. V'noshkei al roishoy, and he kissed Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch on his head. Va'amar and he said, "Baruch Hashem alikei Yisrael, shenasam ben la'Avram Avinu." Wow, Hashem gave a son to Avram Avinu. She'idea lahavin v'lachker v'lidrosh v'ma'isa merkava. Yesh no doyresh v'ino mikayim. No mikayim v'ino doyresh. Ato no doyresh v'ino mikayim. Ashrecha Avram Avinu. She'alozah ben Aruch yotza mechalotzecha. Beautiful Gemara. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was darshening the Maisa Merkava, and he merited that the Shechina was Yorda, it was Eish Min HaShemayim, the Sivava Kola Ilan HaShabasoda. So this is another Gemara where a great Tana, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, was Zoicha for an Eish to come down from Shemayim. Now, was this the Eish of Sinai? I don't know. But I'll just tell you something interesting, and that is that I saw in the Megadim Chadashim, on this Gemara right here, Mesechtes Chagiga, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. He brings from the Baal Tshuva Me'ahava, Rabbi Elazar Fleckless, who was the Talmud Muvik of the Noi de Yehuda. He says that he saw in the Sefer Machzor Vitri, he also saw it in the Shibboleth Halakhah, that they both bring B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam wrote as follows, I quote, V'shomati, this is Rabbeinu Tam talking, Me'abba Morizal, She'shoma Miraboisas. Rabbeinu Tam heard from his father, who we don't know much about. He was Rashi's son-in-law, but we don't know much about Rabbeinu Tam's father, who heard from his Rabbein, Shekeshapayit Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. When Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, who's the author of most of the piyutim that we say in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when he wrote the piyut, V'achayos asher hino mirubois ponem b'kisei, so he wrote a piyut, it's one of the yoitzus that we say, that talk about the chayos and the ifanei HaKodesh and Shemayim, the malachim, liyato ha'esh sesvivav. As he was writing it, fire came down from Shemayim and surrounded him. So he was writing about the malachim that were fire. And Rabbeinu Tam said that he heard from his father, who heard from his Rabbein, that there's a Mesorah, that when Rabbi Elazar HaKalir wrote that particular piyut, he was zoicha that ish came from Shemayim. Said Rabbi Elazar Fleckless, that there's a machshayla in the Rishonim. Who was Rabbi Elazar HaKalir? Tosfos says, he was Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. But the Rashba says, he was Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. So he says it's gevaldik, because we have a Gemara over here, Chagigu Yudal Rabbi Beis, that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was darshini b'maisa merkava, and what was he zoichet to? He was zoichet to fire to come down in Shemayim. So he said that I believe that it's ma'od matim, with this Mesorah that Rabbeinu Tam had from his father, heard from his Rabbein, that the Kalir was zoichet for fire to come down from Shemayim. It stems with the Rashba's pshat and who the Kalir was. Because if the Kalir was Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, we have precedent. It's a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was zoichet to this miracle, to Eish to come down from Shemayim. There he was the Arshim and Maaser Merkava. Here he was writing Ashehena Merubois, Ponim B'Kisei. But either way, Rabbi Elazar Fleckless put this together with that Rashba who said Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was Rabbi Elazar Kalir, you see this idea. It's interesting. He brings here that in the Sefer Kafayosha says that there are many piyutim that we say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. This is the rest of the story. There's many piyutim you say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur that talk about the shirois v'sishbachos that the malachim say in Shemayim. And I quote, Ki ha-piyutim nischabru al pi atzas malachi mailo sheniglo l'Rabbi Elazar Kalir shesider ha-piyutim al pi aleph beis v'al pi tashrak ki chein mezamrim u'meshabrim l'mailo. Rabbi Elazar Kalir was tapped in to what was going on in Shemayim. And when he sat down, he wrote those piyutim, he made some phone calls to find out. How does he know what kind of shiras versus bachas they sing in Shemayim? He had eitzos, he was being advised, he was being counseled by malachei maila, and they were telling him by themselves some of the shiras versus bachas that they sing in Shemayim. Either way, fascinating. But I'll just tell you one interesting thing that we spoke this out when we learned Masechtas Chagiga, so you can go back into the archives. We spoke this out when we learned Masechtas Chagiga at length, that Ben Ezra Kiyodua had a lot, major problems with the piyutim that the Kalir wrote. And he had an arichos, it's in his pirish to Keheles, Perikei Pasuk Aleph. That's what he talks about. And he doesn't want you to say any of the piyutim of Rabbi Elazar Kalir, which would basically mean that when you daven Yom Kippur, Shachris would be over. I mean, Musaf would be over by about 12:30. It'd be over. I mean, he knocks out half the machzer. So there's an interesting letter that Rabbi Kiveger wrote. The Rebbe Rabbi Kiveger. I'll read you the letter. That when it comes to Shoning Yom Kippur, you're supposed to follow the machzer, and you should say all these nuschois. Af Sheharav Eben Ezra B'Koheles. Even though the Eben Ezra in Sefer Keheles on the pasuk Shmoy Raglecha Loag Upar Piv Al Kalir spoke very sharply connected the Kalir. Kvoidei B'Mkayim Munach. He was wrong. Ubezeh Asa Shaloika Hoigin. The Eben Ezra did Shaloika Hoigin Lefkoya B'Kvoid Hakodesh Hazeh to be pegay on the covet of this Kodesh, because he spoke somewhat derogatory about the Kalir. Shehiidu all of Taisvis. The Harosh Utana, who Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Ubechuvas Harashba said, "Shu Rabbi Elazar and Arach, the Chol Dvarim Yusadim Alpi Medrashos Agadois VeRozei Atayra." He based his writings on Rozei Atayra. The Gedolei Rabbi Sein Rashi, the Tois the Samchu Devarim Olav, the Koshal I Lopartin. Rabbi Kivegas says, "I can't even write in this letter all the different rayas I have that the Kalir was a Kodesh Elyon." VaHashem Atoyv Yislach LaRav Eben Ezra Al Gedol Shigigasa B'zeh. And he concludes that may Hashem forgive the Eben Ezra for what he said about Rabbi Elazar Kalir. Rabbi Elazar Kalir was a Kaddish Elyon, and he doesn't know how Eben Ezra could have written about him, what he wrote about him. But either way, so who is Rabbi Elazar Kalir? Who is the author of so many of the piyutim that we say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? It's Rabbi Elazar Kalir. Tosfos says it was Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Rashba says it was Rabbi Elazar Ben Arach. He was tapped in, apparently, to the Malachi Mailer, Rabbeinu Tamad, this Mestayra from his father, who had from his Rebbeim, that Eish was Yardim Yishamayim, said the Baal Tshuva Me'ahava, it's so matim with the Rajba, because you see that not all Tanam was Eicha to this, but Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was Eicha to it. Either way, some interesting rest of the story. Just to go back a little bit to Sunday stuff. So the Gemara was talking about the idea of Avaris Nachla. So a man is not allowed to be Maver Nachla. And even though it's possible logistically to work it out, you hire a good lawyer, Shtar Chatzis, there's ways to do it. It's not such a big deal for a person to say that even though if I have sons, my daughters aren't supposed to Yashin, I want my daughters to Yashin. A person says that I don't want my son who's not behaving, my bro Bisha, to get it, I want my bro Tav. You can do it, B'matana, Rabbi Yechim, B'breika. There's ways to work it out. But the Gemara said still, Ein Ruach HaChavim, Noichei Menu, it's something that you're not supposed to do. In the context of that discussion, the Gemara brought a Maisa with Yosef ben Yoyezer, Shahayulay ben Shlahay Noya Keshura, Havalei Elisa de Danri, and he had a chest full of dinarim. Come, he got up, Akdisha. He was Makdishit. So the one Elisa the Dinri that he have, he decided he's going to make Hekdish because he didn't want his son, that wasn't Oya Keshura, to end up Yarshing it. The Gemara said that his son ended up getting married to the daughter of the person that used to make the crown for Yanei HaMelech. She has a baby. He has to buy his wife a baby gift. He buys a fish. They cut open the fish. They find the diamond. He sells it for 13 dinarim. He gave it to the Gizbar, but they didn't really have 13 dinarim. So they instead gave him what they had, which was 7, the 6 he left. And they wrote, Amdu v'kosvu Yosef ben Yoyezer hichnes achas ubnoi hichnes shesh. So I'm going to tell you something interesting. In Hilchas Tzedakah, the Ramah talks a little bit about a person when he gives tzedakah, especially if he's giving a nice donation, has to be careful with how he does it. And the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch talks about how it could be done, how it can't be done. Says the Ramah, It's in Yerideh Siman Reish Mem Tes. I've gotten Yud Gimel. V'al kol ponim lo yispoyer adam b'tzedakah shenoseh. Don't make too big of a deal of the tzedakah that you give. The imisbaer, if you walk around town telling everybody how gevaldig you are because of all the tzedakah you give, lo yidai she'enim akabel schar, not only are you not going to get schar, el afilu manish shenoseh ala. Scary. That this tremendous mitzvah that you think you're getting, you're going to be punished for it. A person's not allowed to be misbar. Chassan Sofer, they teach the barim. You're not allowed to barim zich too much with the tzedakah that you give. When we call makim, says the Rama, caveat, mishem makdish davel tzedakah, mutu lo sheyichtev shmoy olav. You're allowed to have something written as a dedication. As a matter of fact, it's appropriate. It's appropriate that if you're going to make a donation, get a plaque, put your name, let people know that you gave stuff. So to be inspired, to walk around like a grace of Shisa, that not. But at the same time, to have something written up is okay. I'm encouraging it, says the Rama. It's the right thing to do. Says the Vilna Gaon Abir Agra. What's the Makar? He says, I have two Makaris. Number one, Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Omdu Vikasu. This Gemara right here. So Yois Ben Yezer's son makes a donation. He says, keep the change. It was significant change. It was a lot of money. Omdu Vikasu. They got up and they wrote. Where did they write? Yois Ben Yezer Hichnes. One, his son was Machnes. Six. Where did they write this? It was a plaque. There must have been a plaque. So says the guy, it's Mefurish Gemara. You want another makar to a plaque, even though Matan B'Seser, you don't have to be Matan B'Seser. There's an idea of a plaque. It's our Gemara right here. And then he says, I have another makar. It's a Medrash Rus. Now the Emes says, both of these makaras that the guy brings is really Mefurish and Shuvah Zarajba. But before the Rajba, what's this Medrash? The Medrash says as follows. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Meryoy. Ba'akos of Lula Metchash, Adam Oysen Mitzvah, Yasen Abelev Shol. Famous match. Shiloh Hayu Ruvain Yadesh Kadosh Baruch Machtavok. Had Ruvain, the son of Yaakov, known that the Torah would write about him one day, Vayishma Ruvain Vayatzilom Yadam, that he would get a shout out from the Torah, so to speak. One day the Torah would say, Ruvain is the one that saved Yosef's life. Had he known that? He didn't know it was going to be written. What? It's going to be written? L'dairis, Shnayim Mikrav, every little kid's going to say this 400 times. I didn't realize that. Wow. B'ksefei hoyim ma'licha yitzlav. He would have picked him up on his shoulders, brought him back. Because if it's being chronicled for generations, and he's getting such a shout at, I would have done it right. V'lo yadei ha'arit shekadosh baruch hu machtvolo. When Hashem offers Moshe to be the manig, and Moshe says, oh, my brother, I have an older brother, he's not going to be happy. He says, trust me, he's going to be happy. And the pasuk says, he knew yitzlav l'krasecha, look, v'samach v'toyv leiv. And Aharon knew it was going to be written. Would have came with a Philharmonic Orchestra. They would have been playing music. Moshe was so happy for you. He would have done it. That's why he shined the height. Vilo yedei Bayaz. Had Bayaz known. Chakadosh Baruch Hu Machve Yitzvadol of Kali Vatoich Vatiz Vatoiser. Bayaz gives Rus a little bit of food. A little barley, a little grain. And he gets this huge shout out. Had Bayaz known that? A gol is mefutomer sayamachilo. He would have given her an entree. He would have given her surprise steaks. Prime rib. He would have done it right. He gave her a little bit of Kali. Zok de Gemara. Rab Kali and Rab Yeshua de Sichna. Once upon a time, a person would do a mitzvah. The Navi would write it down, right? You see, you get shout outs. Reuven. In Navi, you find it so many places. But today, so you do a mitzvah today, nobody's writing about you, no one's saying Shnai Mikrav Echatargim about a very nice deed that you did. It says, no, it's not true. Eliyo Kaisva. Eliyo's writing it down. You're writing a book, you're writing a sefer, and it's going to be written, and it's going to be read. You're going to have your day. What's the Medrash trying to say? The Medrash is trying to say that just like Ilu Yoda Ruvain, he would have gone all out because he wants Fakir. Let people know. Let people realize what he did. Other people will learn from it. You're right. On the one end, there's an idea about Tznei Alechas and Hashem Alekecha. Don't be misspired. Don't walk around like you're the greatest thing in the world. Al Tachzik Toivah La'atzmecha. Be'echem Etzakeh is the one that said it. Of course, on the one hand, you have to balance the fact that don't go too nuts. This is, but at the same time, recognition, a plaque, that's a good thing. So says the guy, I have two makaris. Number one, I have Bava Basar, Kufla, Megillah, Mebez. Number two, I have a Medrash Rus, Parsha, Hey, Mamish Dvarim, the flood. That Ruvain was all Mechuzik with the plaque that he got. Why was he Mechuzik? You know why was he Mechuzik? Because at the end of the day, it's something okay. Mentioned the Rajman and the Tshuva brings both of these Makayas. He brings both things, and at the very end, he says, Mikanat Alomat, Shoyunoyag in Lichtoiv came, Shemoy Samakdishim, Lishamayim, Leoy Slehem, Lizikorin, Toivan Mitzvah is number one.
Number one, they should have a zikaron. There's no reason you do such a special mitzvah. You deserve the zikaron. Number two, v'leftayach delas leisa mitzvah. Let other people learn. That's also a good, another tremendous positive that comes around from it. Let other people realize what you did, and they're going to gain something from it. On this note, I will end with this. Reb Moshe Feinstein, it's printed in the new Sefer HaLatayr for Reb Moshe, Kol Ram. Not so new anymore, but Kol Ram just came out recently. And the pasuk be'etzem hayoyim hazeh nimel Avram v'yishmal benoit. Avram Avinu gets this mitzvah. He's 99 years old, the bris milah, and he does the bris milah be'etzem hayoyim hazeh. We know Chazal say whenever it says be'etzem hayoyim hazeh, it means it was done befarhesya, bepumbi. It was done in broad daylight. So Avram Avinu went out of his way to do the mitzvah smilah and bro. He says, why? Va'oid limud yesh mikan. I'm reading from the sefer. The tzrichin lasis hamitzvahs befarhesya. You do a mitzvah, let people know about it. Said Reb Moshe, it's true that once upon a time, there was a maila, Hatznei Aleches, Micha said, right? Hatznei Aleches, Hashem Elokecha. Aval B'doir Hazeh, nowadays, Shebnei Aliyah Mu'atin, Reb Moshe said this at a bar mitzvah. He's talking at a bar mitzvah. Today, when so few people do the right thing, we live in Stoim V'Amor, we live in a horrible world. If someone who's able to elevate himself from everything going on around him, and he's doing the right thing, if he's going to do it quietly, mention Staka, Avram Avinu did mitzvahs mila, you know why? He wanted people to know. You could have said, I'm doing this great mitzvah, I'm 99 years old, I'm putting my life in risk. It was one of the tennis yonis, it was a very big deal for Avram Avinu to do bris milah. So you do, this person has this huge nesayin, you walk around and you tell the world about it? No. You hide, you don't let anyone know, you do it by tznei aleches and Hashem alekech. And Avram Avinu did just the opposite. He went be'etzem ayoyim hazeh, he did it b'far hesyo. And it's a limud said, Reb Moshe l'goyres, that it's true, there are tkufas, there's times maybe where the appropriate thing would have been to do it b'tzeno. But there's also tkufas, there's also times where it's appropriate to do it b'far hesyo. And if you have something good going, you're doing something that you think people can learn from, don't be such a knacker and say, oh, I'm going to do it still a hate, I'm not going to make a lot of noise about it, I'm going to be quiet about it. No, to the contrary, there's an idea sometimes of doing it b'far hesyo, there's an idea of doing the mitzvah. Again, we're leaving a lot of red on the table, so I guess we'll have what to do the rest of the week.